Chapter 2. The Stage for the Pivot. The Stakes and Dimensions of a Rising Asia. With the Pacific Century now fully underway, global momentum and energy are shifting to Asia minute by minute and on every measure. Asia is now beginning to lead the globe in almost every metric, often in ways that illustrate the region's potential and its challenges, and sometimes in ways that appear both surprising and contradictory. The region is home to the world's largest emitters of greenhouse gases, but also to its biggest investors in green technology. It houses the world's largest urban population, but most of its countries have some of the world's lowest urbanization rates. It is a region that uses more power than any other, but one-fifth of its population still lacks access to electricity. Despite the region's long and proud cultural history, plastic surgery to look more Western has run rampant, with 30,000 double eyelid surgeries being performed annually in South Korea alone. And while countries such as Indonesia top the global rankings in alcohol abstinence, four of the world's top five countries for alcohol consumption are located in Asia. China has undergone a second red revolution to become the world's largest consumer of red wine. With regard to spirits, South Korea leads per capita consumption at 13.7 shots per week, beating out traditional heavyweights such as Ireland, Scotland, and Russia by more than double. In this chapter, we will look at the facts and figures behind Asia's amazing ascent. China plays the greatest role in the reemergence of the region, but all countries have participated in the most extraordinary tale of growth and development in human history. The scale and scope of the region's dizzying development, which has lifted more people from poverty than at any other period in human history, will awe even the most cynical observers. Asia's achievements to date are remarkable, and the future is bright, but it is by no means assured. While statesmen and pundits have long marveled at its potential and spoken breathlessly of its colossal markets and teeming multitudes, the region still faces challenges to realizing its promise. As we will see in this chapter, in much of the region, poverty is pervasive, sanitation is poor, pollution is rife, infrastructure is inadequate, energy...